Okay, awesome. Great to have everybody on the call tonight. This is Tim Darnell from Allen, Texas, and we're going to be talking about our business tonight and some key things. The title tonight is called Why This Business? Why This Business? And I really encourage you to take notes on tonight's call. I'm going to give you 6 points that I think are real important about this business. And what my whole goal of these kind of calls is that you listen intently to the calls and that this becomes part of your language and your thinking, your thought process. Number three is probably one of the most important points that I could ever give you, anybody, as far as my experience in this type of business as an entrepreneur, as a success story and a failure many times. And so I don't mind telling people that. It's so funny when people talk about Donald Trump having lost some businesses. I say, well, apparently you don't know anything about entrepreneurship, because that is requisite to success. It's almost 99% of all business owners go through that. I mean, it's just the way you get to be successful is that you experience failures along the way. And so it's nothing to be ashamed of whatsoever. It happens along the way. That's like somebody coming in and saying, well, how many people have said no to you? And I said, it's literally in the maybe tens of thousands that have said no to me. And so they said, well, you're a failure. Well, I said, no. The reason I'm a success is because I got 10,000 no's. And that's how we build this business. So there's a lot of negative in building the business, any kind of business. And you're not going to appeal to everybody, but the more numbers you go through, the more successful you're going to be. So why this business? And again, I'm just proud of you guys for being on the call tonight. Most people are so undisciplined that they can't make one 30-minute call per week. And so just understand that. It's not a negative. It's just the way this rolls out here. And somebody said that success laws apply in every type of business. That's the 80-20 rule. And I tell people all the time, I say, well, you know, really, in my experience, it's more like 99 to 1. And so it's something we could get upset about, or we could just roll with the flow and understand that's the way it is, and the one is worth it. It is absolutely worth it to find that. We're going to talk more about that in just a few minutes here, but let's talk about why this business. The first point is certainly relevant at this time of the year, and that first point is tax deductions. Tax deductions. I want you to write this down, and I want you to also write the idea of a Schedule C. Schedule C is one of the best friends of entrepreneurs that is out there. And I tell people all the time in trainings, I say, do you know that the tax code is, there are two different tax codes? And, you know, people will look around sheepishly at each other, and they'll sort of, one person might raise their hand. I said, do you know who they are? What are the two tax codes? And one person normally will raise their hand, and they'll say, one for the rich and one for the poor. And I say, well, sort of, but that's not really what it is. There's two tax codes, one for W-2 wage earners and one for 1099 independent contractors. And the difference is night and day. One of the main things that we're able to do as entrepreneurs is to make normal expenses, turn those into tax deductions. And so that means that that's money that is not taxed. Well, if you're in the 15, 20, 25, 30% tax bracket, then that is a huge, huge advantage for us independent contractors, the 1099 people. Just give you an example.
You're breaking up, Tim.
Yeah, thank you.
Marcy Griffith from Murphy.
Hi, Marcy. Welcome.
Hi, Tim.
Great to have you on the call. So when I first started this process about 3 weeks ago, and thank you, Debbie, for alerting me to that. If it happens again, you guys will tell me. And if you put your phones on mute until the end of the call. That way we'll have a real clean call here. Appreciate that. Marcy, that might be your phone. If we could get that phone on mute, that'd be awfully good there.
Okay, got it.
Thank you so much. Yep, there you go. Awesome. So I started out, and what I do is I put in the income, and I saw the what it would be if I didn't have the business to have tax deductions with, and it was high five digits. I mean, it was super high five digits, almost six, that we would have had to pay the IRS if we didn't have this type of business, the 1099 deduction. And so this morning I put in one more entry, and we took it from high five digits to getting back over $5,000. So if you think that's not real, I talk to people all the time about Isagenix products being tax deductible. And so all of a sudden your food becomes a tax deduction in your life. And folks, that is a monster turnaround from where things were prior to Isagenix. So just want you to understand that. If you'd like to talk with me further about that, I'm not an accountant. I'm not a tax advisor. I just tell you how I operate my business and how we've done it for many, many years. So it's a major, look at that swing right there, high five digits to getting $5,000 back. So over $5,000. All right, so that's number one, tax deductions, a big deal. Number two is trading a few years of concerted effort for a lifetime of freedom versus trading hours for dollars. Still got some background noise in the background there. If you could make sure everybody's phone is on mute, that would really help us. Thank you so much. And so here's my question, and this is the question I ask myself, is what's better, to work the rest of your life for somebody else, building somebody else's dream, and retire on a third of your accustomed income, or work for a handful of years and have a residual, growing, walk-away, lifetime, willable income? And what that gives you is freedom. And so that's very exciting. I'm going to have to figure out how to do mute on here. I'm so sorry that we got noise from one person there somehow. Let's see.
We can't hear you.
Number two is trading a few years for a lifetime of freedom, or trading hours for dollars. And so it just, in my mind, that is not even an equation right there. It is just so smart to be able to go out and put in 2, 3, 4, 5 years of concerted effort, focused effort, and end up with residual income that literally makes you free the rest of your life. So that's number two, trading a few years for a lifetime of income, or trading hours for dollars the rest of your life. Okay, number three, and this is a concept that's a little bit nebulous, but if you can get this, if you can get this idea right here, this is going to make all the difference in your world. Okay, and that is our playing in a larger playground. Now, what I'm talking about is denominations of money here. This is a little bit nebulous, so hang with me on this. So the denominations that we focus on and make prominent in our thinking that we really focus on are where you will be stuck the rest of your life. For instance, if $10 is a meaningful amount of money to you and you're clinging to $10, then that $10 is going to capture you and keep you held down in that denomination for the rest of your life. So that category, the tens of dollars, will be your playground for the rest of your life. I'm not trying to be demeaning at all. It's just the way that we think, and it's what happens to us. So the denominations we see ourselves dealing with and dealing in beyond what you're dealing with now, if we can get our minds to go further than where we're at right now, that will catapult you into that new arena. For instance, if you're looking to save $35 on an oil change by doing it yourself, or $25 by mowing your own lawn, then that denomination is going to capture you and own you the rest of your life. That's what the numbers that you're going to be dealing with the rest of your life. Okay, and again, I don't mean to be assaultive here whatsoever. I just know that I've seen this in my own life. I've done it. And I've done it the other way, and I've got my mind to thinking in a much bigger scale because I don't want to be imprisoned on that small island of those small amounts right there. For instance, what I've started doing in restaurants. I eat out almost every day unless I'm cleansing. I cleansed 2 days this week. It was glorious. It was phenomenal. I was getting a little puffy. Did a two-day cleanse, and man, that puffiness went away. My abs started showing again. I got the definition that I've been looking for, and that you can lose over time if you don't cleanse on a regular basis. And so what I've started doing at restaurants is starting really tipping an exorbitant amount of money. I mean, everybody else would think, oh, man, there is no way I would tip that amount. But when I tip that amount of money, guess what? When I walk in those restaurants, those waitresses are all over me. The cooks come out and talk to me. The owner comes out and talks to me. And I get treated extremely well. So it's something that you want to consider. But a lot of people never consider that. They're thinking, should I tip at all? And if I tip at all, I'm going to how little can I get away with? So it's the thinking that goes into this that will really offset that old thinking into the new world. So if, on the other hand, instead of that $10 amount that we're talking about, you focus on making $1,000 plays with money, $1,000 investments, then you're going to start playing in the $1,000 category, and that's denominations regarding both outgoing and incoming monies. Okay, so this may be real revelatory to some of you. Some of you may be boring to you, but I'm telling you, this is one of the secrets that has really helped Kathy and I get to where we are today in our business, because we've thought bigger. If you play small bigger, you'll have small rewards. If you play big league ball, and your rewards will enlarge accordingly. For instance, having a job, and again, this is not demeaning anybody that's got a job, but having a job is small ball. That's small ball. Owning your business is big league ball. And so those of you that are on this call have taken the step to own your own business, and I applaud you for that. You're playing in a bigger league than the small ball league that comes about with the smaller denominations. For instance, the same thing with the number of prospects that we talk to and have talked to in our past and will talk to on a daily basis. Talking to one prospect is small ball. Talking to no prospects is very small ball. That's no ball. That's not even getting in the game. Talking to multiple people every day is big league ball. That's when you start advancing into the bigger numbers of people, the bigger numbers of income for you. So here's the one thing to know about money and numbers. Numbers are not more daunting the bigger they get. For some reason, people have a fear of larger denominations, and you shouldn't do that. You should embrace larger denominations of money. Numbers are neutral. What is the change factor is how we think about it. It's what we think about those numbers. If we're fearful of, say, a number like $5,000 or $10,000 or $15,000 to $20,000 in income, then we'll never go into that arena. If we're comfortable with $2,000, $3,000 a month, $4,000 a month, then that's the arena we're going to play in. But the numbers don't care. They couldn't care less. They'll play wherever you want to play. The size of the field is open to us according to our thinking. So $1,000 playgrounds are no more difficult to play in than $10 playgrounds. So I'm going to say that again. $1,000 playgrounds are no more difficult to play in than $10 playgrounds. We fence ourselves in when we fret over the price of a gallon of gas, when the reality of the savings by going to a cheaper gas pump is it will make no consequence in your life whatsoever. And yet your thinking that it will tie you down in your life, in your finances, in your income, in your investments and everything. Going cheap all the time will cost you your freedom. It will cost you your freedom. So think big, play bigger, learn to love bigger numbers, learn to laugh at obstacles because those obstacles are only there because you think they are there. You have given them credence in your life. So the obstacles are not real. It's our thinking about them that is real. And so we change our thinking, the obstacles change. So here's the secret. You've got to have a burning desire to be in the big league. And the way we do that is we change our mindset. We change our thinking. Okay, number four. is duplication. So here's the game we play. The game we play is building two teams, a left team and a right team. It may take 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, maybe even more. But what you'll find in that process, you're going to find somebody, or somebody you found is going to find somebody on your right team that wants more success than you do, as much or more success than you do. So whoever's scraping, can I get you to mute your phone, please? Can I please get you to mute your phone? Somebody's maybe doing the dishes or something. Could I get you to please mute your phone? It would really help this call. Thank you so much. So the other, we're looking, guys, I apologize to you. We've never had this on a call like this, so really apologize. Somebody is disrupting this entire call. If you would please put your phone on mute, and I will figure out later on how to mute this thing more efficiently, sir. So we're looking for one person on our left team and one person on our right team that wants success as much or more than you do. That's the game we play. Now, let me ask you a question. How difficult is that? It is not difficult. And so that's why I'm constantly looking for people who are sharper and even more aggressive and consistent than I am. And so I know they're out there, and they are disguised as burnout single mothers. They're disguised as devastated businessmen who got an unlucky break. They're disguised as somebody that hadn't really done much in their life, but all of a sudden they're really yearning for success. And they're seemingly successful professionals who hate what they're doing, and they're praying for a better way. So let me ask you, and I'm asking myself this, can we find two people that take the ball and run with it? And guess what? However you answer that question, that's the right answer for you. If you think it's impossible, then you're right. If you think it's possible, then you're right. My answer to that is I say, yes, we can do that. In fact, I think it's an obligation. I think we must do it. It's a challenge, but it is, in the entrepreneur's mind, not just the better way. It's the only way. Number five is geometric progression. Geometric progression. I want you to take out a sheet if you're taking notes right here, and I want you to write these numbers down. We're going to do some math, and I want you to write these numbers one under each other. And we've got the simple concept of each of us getting five people in our business. Each person that we put in can get five people in their business, and we personally can put five people in our business. So I want you to write the number five down. I want you to write the number under that is those five getting five, which is 25. Then under that, those five getting five is 125. Then those five getting five is 625. And I want you to memorize these numbers. I want you to have these numbers at the top of your frontal lobe that you can refer to these numbers at any time and train other people on these numbers. It's an excellent, excellent training for people to get people to wake up to why we do this business. Okay, so 125 getting five is 625. 625 getting 5 is 3125. 3125 getting 5 is 15,625. 15,625 getting 5 is 78,125. Those 78,125 getting 5 is 390,625 people. Now, if you guys have heard Jay Bennett's call, you know that he has over 2 million people in his organization. He's 16 years into this. Okay, and over time, geometric progression kicks in. And Jay gets paid on each of those teams up to $13,500 per week. Okay, so I want you to write these numbers down. These are important numbers for you to know about our business, our specific comp plan. And then some things about these numbers that I just shared with you right here. In other comp plans, this gal that I've been working on here for about 2 weeks here, in her comp plan, she gets paid through the 125. She gets paid through the 125. At Isagenics, we get paid all the way down. And then if you want to get more absurd, do 39625 times 5 and see what you come up with. We get paid on all of those numbers up to $13,500 a week, and when we've got those two teams maxed out, or the teams maxed out, then we can start an entirely new progression. So it is absolutely genius what they put together here. if you don't get paid on but 3 to 5 to 7 levels, you're missing out on where the growth is on your team. The team, the value of this type of business is the value of the geometric progression that occurs in depth, and yet these other comp plans that are out there, many of them only pay through X levels, and I would call that multi-level marketing, but not many-level marketing. Ours is an infinite level. So when somebody says, is this multi-level marketing, I'll ask, what do you mean by that? That's what my question back to them is. Usually they can't answer that question at all. Another way I answer that question is I say, why are you looking for a multi-level marketing program? And sometimes they'll tell you yes. Sometimes they'll tell you no. Sometimes they don't even know what they're talking about. Usually the latter is the case. So I hope you understand this geometric progression here. I want you to memorize these numbers, and I want you to share this with people here, because what you are doing in Isagenics is you have a position that becomes more and more valuable over time, and you are directly instrumental in creating that value until it takes off beyond you and you find those two people, one on the left, one on the right, that sees this thing big, wants to play big, they want to play in the big leagues, and they like this as much as you do and want to go out there and create a future for themselves and their family. Number 6, last one, mindset development. Now, here's the thing about mindset development. That is, I'm going to say this in two ways. One is a positive way, one is a little bit negative way, but they're both absolutely right on. You will become a better person by doing this business. If you opt for something less than this, your personal growth will not happen nearly like it will happen here at this business. There is no other business that I know of that you will grow like you grow with this business. Now, here's the negative side of that. Unless you create mindset development and you're involved in mindset development on a regular basis, literally a daily basis, this business is not going to grow for you. It's the scope of your mental development, your personal development, that determines how big your business will be. So when I recommend a book to you, or somebody else recommends a great personal development book for you, you ought to go jump on that and get it immediately and start using it, because that is the secret to building your big business, is your own personal development. No other business will require you to be in control of your own thinking like this business will, and that's a great thing. That is a very, very good thing. So that's one of the serendipities of the business that a lot of people don't talk about. They don't understand it. In fact, a lot of people avoid it. And that's the biggest mistake you can make in this business. Welcome and just eat up every bit of personal development that you can do on a consistent daily basis, and your business will grow. You will become a better person because of it. Your family will benefit by you becoming a better person by doing this business. And so those are 6 real important points in my mind. We've got time if you want to take your phone off mute, and sorry for the distractions on this call, but if you'd like to come out and make a statement or two or a question or something that appealed to you about what we talked to tonight, I'd love to have you come on out. You may have your phone on mute, so if you got your phone on mute, go ahead and take it off mute at this point.
Hey, Tim, it's Sharon Reese.
Hi, Sharon. Thanks for stepping up.
Yeah, your point number 3 there was one I had never heard or really thought about. But, oh, my goodness, wow. that is critical that we imagine ourselves in those larger realms of not only financial benefit, but influence. And that is just that really opened my eyes. Appreciate that.
That's great. And you're exactly right. Influence has everything to do with this category, number 3, not just financial, it's influence as well. See yourself as affecting, and going back to the geometric progression, see yourself having those kind of numbers on your team. In fact, you guys have well over 20,000 people on your team right now. And, you know, 5-6 years ago when we first started this, could you have imagined that many people on your team?
Oh, no way. Amazing.
Yeah. So it does happen, and the more consistent we are and the more we believe in the concept, the more the concept will materialize. So thank you, Sharon. I'm glad you liked that number three. That's a real important one for me as well. We've got time for one or two more. Who would like to step out?
You know, Tim, this is Beth Ann.
Hey, Beth Ann.
When you asked for a comment at the end here, I was just holding my head going, oh, my gosh. It's like, where? It's just like huge, huge, you know, because a lot of us came from families that went through the Depression, and you have this negative thinking about, well, I mean, it's like drawers full of socks, so many pairs of socks, it's ridiculous, you know what I mean, that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So I think it's really this number three, like that lady was just saying, but really have to get this penny-pinching, penny saved as a penny earned, all this penny thinking gone. It's something to overcome. It's something to fight against, I think.
Absolutely. And, you know, if you dwell on pennies, that's what you'll get.
Yeah, pennies.
So I had a dad that was a minister. He's retired now. Great guy, smart, intellectual, intelligent. Always at night, he would complain about us having a light on in a room that we were not using.
Right.
And so nowadays, that light on that room right there, that might be an extra 2 cents over the month. And it gets to where everything is scarcity and everything is so important. And so I appreciate you bringing that up, and that's exactly what the point I'm trying to drive home here. So let's play big league ball. Let's get into the $1,000 realm, the $5,000 realm, the $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 realm, or the Jay Bennett realm of, you know, $2 million a year and $160,000, $200,000 a month in income. It's there. It's waiting on us. Let's play in that league.
Thank you so much. This is huge.
Yeah, good comment. We've got time for one more, and who wants to wrap us up here? Got time for one more. Come on, leaders. Leaders, speak up. Let's do it.
Okay, Tim. This is Lydia. I'll speak up.
Hi, Lydia.
I've never
come on
before,
out here.
But I will now, just listening to you on this call.
Say that again?
Just listening to you on this call talking about this, I'm just sitting here thinking that I'm one of probably a group on the call that is excited about what you're talking about earning this kind of money. The other day, yes, I did go to a gas station, and I did spend more money on gas than I thought so. And then when I did get into town, it was 20 cents less. And in my brain, I got 7 gallons of gas, and I figured out how much I overspent. So I got to come forward quite a ways, like you're talking, and start thinking in the bigger leagues and not in the penny-pinching end of it.
Yes, amen, amen. And we're all guilty of that. And it's not really something to be guilty or ashamed of at all. It's just a manner of thinking that we have grown accustomed to and that we have been taught by virtue of emulation, of just modeling and that kind of thing. And it's time to understand that entrepreneurs don't do that. We think about, you know, for instance, with the tax situation that we started this talk off with, I think about paying more taxes. I love the fact that we've got the deductions, the Schedule C like that, and I'm going to use it like crazy. I'm going to use it to the nth degree because the federal government says that you should do that. You need to take every legitimate deduction you can and pay as little as you legally have to. And so I'm going to do that. So my idea, though, is let's pay more taxes. And how do you do that? Well, you make more money. And so you just have more freedoms when you do that. We're not worshiping money, but if we can play in a bigger league, then we're going to have more influence and we're going to be able to give to more people. Virtually every person that asks me to give for a donation, I almost always do it, unless it's something I'm a little, you know, puzzled about as to the legitimacy of it. But I can do that, and I feel real good about doing that, and the people that I give to are elated. And so it's just a great way to live our life And Lydia, I appreciate you stepping up. That'll do it for the comments, and thank you for everybody for being on the call tonight. I hope this has helped you get your wheels turning. And if you want to comment in Team Freedom just about the concepts here and how this has got your thinking going, that would be fantastic. We've got, almost 24,000 people on Team Freedom, and we have about 10 people on this call. So there is room at the top, guys. I can tell you that for sure. So thanks for being on the call. I appreciate you guys. Love you. God bless you. And I'm praying for every one of you every day. So you guys have a great night.
Thanks, Tim. Bye-bye.
Tim.
Thanks, Tim.
Thank you, Tim. Appreciate the prayers.